All right. We're back.
Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, I'm over at the chat room right now. You might want to go by it if you're interested in hearing more of what Antifa is and who they are or anything, or just watch what they're doing. You know, is it important? Yeah. You know, these people are out of control. The neat thing is you don't have to do anything, really, to solve this. It'd be really nice to let this be more well known how far down the rabbit trail these folks have gotten, or how far down the cord they've traveled, and how much there's nothing below them. Because, you know, at this point, they've shifted. You know, they want to call everybody Nazis, but they have nobody to flail against. So the only person that they flail against, they've shifted it to the cops. That's it, right? They're the fascists. They're the Nazis. They're the white supremacists, even if they're black or brown or yellow or anything. Orange, you know. And Trump's an orange white supremacist. That's really good. You know, but yeah, I was just over at the chat room, republicoftexas.chattango.com. And let's see, I got something interesting. Oh, yeah, CFR threw in a link to the rally today. That's Unite the Right. I hope nothing actually comes of that live stream. I hope it's very bland and nobody even wants to go. Because basically, just let it be. We already got the game in play. Ray wants to share with us that James Field, I believe James Fields, is the guy with the car problem, the guy that allegedly ran over the lady that had the heart attack, and he hasn't been tried yet, so we're going to have to watch that out. And there's a Jacob Goodwin was found guilty, and I think I know which one he was and how, but this isn't about them necessarily. And I'm sorry that everybody got hurt and everybody's beating on everybody, and the Charlottesville Police Department actually instigated that whole thing. They didn't separate the groups. They pushed them together. They wanted them to fight. That's why we don't want this fight. We don't want this fight. We want to understand these people, and we want them to lose energy. That's what I want them to do. Let's see. Okay, before we go on, anybody want to comment on my rant and ramble and roll, Alan, Doc?
Just think of all those poor police that spent all that time getting trained by over there in Israel, you know, on the Gaza Strip. What are they going to do with all that training if they don't ever get to use it, Steve? Come on, have some compassion.
Actually, go ahead, Doc.
I was just going to say, Newsweek says that Antifa is in Charlottesville ahead of the Unite the Right to keep it safe.
Dun, dun, dun. You know, this next clip, Alan, this couple, the school activists, the radicals, they talked about when the IDF came to Charlotte, you know, last year, and how Antifa came over there to protest the Israeli Defense Forces, you know, teaching the cops, you know, tactics for managing the people. And you know what, Alan? They weren't well received when Antifa showed up, when Israeli forces was teaching, you know, the Charlottesville PD the tactics. Imagine that.
Imagine that.
Imagine that. Hey, Sam, if you're still there and you're listening and you got clip two ready, I think we're on clip two. Let's do clip two. That must mean...
Okay, we're joined here today with two student organizers in Charlottesville. We're going to be talking about an event they're organizing.
Sorry. I think we're on to clip three. You know, my apologies for that. Sam, if you could cue that up and cue me when you're ready. Kind of botched that. You know, they were all supposed to be, you know, I don't know. Been a long show, guys. Got up at 5:30 this morning just to cut all this stuff up. It was kind of fun. But let's go with clip three then. Now we got it.
Well, yeah, it's been very, like, different. I think, in the summer, we pretty much focused all our, like, work on, like, anti-fascist organizations. Well, in the summer, I actually, like, didn't really become a part of it till, like, before, like, school started. Like, I was still organizing, but, like, not with this specific group of students. But I think, like, in the summer and, like, most of fall, we were extremely busy with, like, doing the type of, like, physical, like, on-the-street type of anti-fascist work. And but we were also hosting, like, disorientations that kind of, or not kind of, that, like, explain, like, the process or, like, who the board of visitors are and, like, how they, like, fuck us over as students and how they fuck over the workers and, like, helping other people get a better understanding of, like, the how the university runs as well as, like, some of the things we've done. And now I would say that, yeah, we have a lot of people that do a lot of different things. We have, like, political education groups. We have, like, art, like, education-type, like, work. Yeah, it kind of, this change is depending on what's needed. We, like, things that we do on the regular are, like, attend, you know, city council meetings, go to, like, our meeting, which is the Public Housing Association of Residents, and just kind of, those are, like, our, like, daily, or not daily things, but, like, twice to once a month type things that, like, we all just, like, go to typically. And then other things kind of just depend on what's needed, because that's something that's been constantly, like, changing.
Right, yeah. Our presence in city council and FAR meetings have taken a lot of our time, particularly because, you know, in us trying to radicalize our politic, we're trying to, you know, like, acknowledge and sort of deconstruct our privilege as students and, you know, start fighting, you know, with our, you know, the community members that, you know, that students effectively displace. And that looks like, you know, fighting for public housing and fighting for, you know, workers and, you know, low-income people of color in the city, as well as, you know, fighting for, you know, like, a living wage for the workers at the university, as well as, you know, actually trying to advocate for some sort of, you know, demolishing of, you know, the white supremacy that's, you know, inherent within, you know, the grounds of the university.
I just wanted to turn now, in the city and the university has what we would say is kind of recuperated a lot of the anger and the heartache that's happened over the last year. I mean, they've done, like, a unity concert. I know now the campus is going to be doing some sort of event. I'm just curious, your thoughts on these events. How do you all feel about them?
Oh my gosh.
They are really infuriating. For example, the concert, they told, like, victims of the attack that the concert was going to, like, the money that was raised through the concert was going to help them pay, like, medical bills and, you know, things like that. And that never happened. It was really, like, frustrating because they were able to actually, like, commodify.
Right, they're capitalizing off of it.
Yeah, the university. I mean, most of the people that were, like, physically, I think all of them were physically hurt, went to UVA Hospital and had very expensive hospital bills. And so, like, the university can waive that, but it's actually, like, making money off of people that were hurt on the attack and have $9 billion endowment and something like that, which is huge.
Yeah, you get that, Doc. You know, at least they're on the same planet. Right, they, you know, the government's throwing a benefit and they keep all the money. That's, you know, par for the course.
What sounded funny to me, and I'd love his definition, is we're trying to radicalize our politics.
I heard that.
And the Valley Girl thing is killing me. Alan, you're right. It'll make you throw up in your mouth.
Is that the, like, inflection? I'd love to, like, see their, like, you know, like, their, you know, their like, high school, you know, essays-like stuff. Okay, class, we're going to write a 200-word essay today, and only 150 of the words can be like.
I thought it was funny when she was talking about what they do. She's like, well, we have, like, art and education stuff. Really? I remember that, the Occupy San, what was it, Occupy ICE Sacramento, second thing on their list. They said, we need donations. We need paper and crayons and markers. Like, yeah, you, really? Come on, kids. Don't ask to write, you know, whatever. Hey, we stirred up a collar. Oh my God. Wonder how that worked. Let's get in there real quick. Hey, Jeff in Idaho. Hey, how you doing, man?
Hi, Steve. I don't really call in much, but I finished my mission on the Hunt for Red November from November 2015. I just want to read you a Friday post from Paul Strammer's website, paulstrammer.net, that reposts Anna Von Wright's information. It's from Friday, okay. August 10th. 18. Go back and you can click on it and find it. It's called Operation by Law. I just want to read about two important paragraphs. If you're hard charging just the facts, ma'am, executive type, then the basic information is covered in my soundbite format, America, some assembly required. The next paragraph, about five down, is President Trump has, since the publication of these books, sick teams of lawyers on the information and comb the National Archives. As a result, it has been newly confirmed at the highest levels of international government there has never been any disagreement about the facts. There are only a divide between those who knew and those who didn't know. President Trump now knows and has the proof and the facts we have all brought forward. In the book, America, Some Assembly Required, which was basically generated in January of this year, for Trump is basically one page, 30-second bullet points. Anna basically defines the three governments that basically were hidden in abeyance since 1868 with the Reconstruction Acts. The last paragraph I want to read are, by operation of law, the delegated powers have reverted to the United States of America, its member states, and their people, period. To us, comma, in other words, we have stepped forward in a timely fashion and acknowledged and accepted the return of our delegated powers. We have arranged for President Trump to enter the legitimate, though long vacant, office of the President of the United States of America and extended a month-by-month service contract in support of the American military and the basic services outlined by our Constitution, meaning the enumerated clauses of the original Law of the Sea Constitution. This is what the trade wars are about right now, where Donald Trump looks like he's basically using the tariffs to feed the original constitutional government that Anna's running in Alaska and is subtracting from the de facto government that all the noise about is with the Russia collusion and these other things. So I just wanted to point that out. I'm trying to get funds for Anna. Anna's basically saved 5 billion people on the planet, and the only thing that the globalists can do right now is one of the, maybe the Israeli loose nukes or the ones that were basically from Minot Air Force Base during the Bush administration, those things might be used to start a nuclear war. And I think Trump, Putin, and Xi are in the position now with what's gone on with Q and the storm issues to absorb any first strike that's a rogue nuclear strike from anyone. So I just want to kind of give you that sort of update. If you get a chance, Steve, go read the article by Operation of Law from Friday. It's very detailed. Send it out to all the people that you know. It's basically a very well-written three-page thing, and then that might get some donations for Anna. For she's finished what you guys are doing in the de facto mode down in Texas.
Okay, well, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. If you could throw that link out in the chat room, republicoftexas.chattango.com, that would be great. I can take a look at it after the show, and we'll see. But, you know, I don't know. I don't have to know. Mike in Kentucky. Mike, are you there?
I'm here. Seek you. Over.
Over. Roger, check this.
I once knew a guy who wrote a paper, and we were in junior high, and he was into amateur radio. He got in trouble, and he had to write this paper, and he was a hammy, and about three quarters of the words on it were CQ.
Shirley, to goodness, are you out there? I'm not sure. All broadcasting must cease. Intellectual elite have spoken, given the evidence gathered. The conditions for life are a lot more available than previously thought, thanks to some of the latest samplings from the moons of Saturn and Jupiter. So, Earth, you have the right to remain silent. These radio wave emissions are able to be used against you in the galactic court of the scientific dictatorship. Is it worth the risk? Is it worth the risk of all of our, broadcasts being picked up by some, oligarchical collective of advanced civilizations? They'd probably say, just get rid of them, people, before they cause any more problems.
I don't know, Mike. They might like some of my jokes. Some of them are funny. You don't think so?
It's good. I think it's good for our investments in the cable and 200 milliwatt 5G technology that won't reach outside the atmosphere. So adjust your investment portfolios. All broadcasting must cease. Send out the FCC Tiger teams now. So where are all the spaces? Have you seen the? Have you ever seen the Fermi paradox? There's a couple of videos on it. Very scary prospect that some of these intellectuals are right about the amount of life in the universe and how it wouldn't take too awfully long once we become spacefaring to colonize the entire galaxy, and then if we run across anybody that is dangerous, we could just zap their whole planet. I think what we need to do is throw out some fake EMP pulses in orbit and make it look like we destroyed ourselves and go radio silent before they find us. I mean, once they find us, we're probably toast, because they've, if you believe the evolutionary biologists, they've been advanced for probably a billion years, so they get squashed just like an ant.
So, what you're saying is what we're talking about will prove that we're infants and in need of extermination?
I would think so, because our mind viruses would potentially infect the, other civilizations, so we need to be stopped.
The base core values, the very things we believe.
Hey, this is all just logic. It's all, already been decided by the scientific dictatorship, so you just need to accept it. You're silly.
Like, we already know that all the smart people in the universe were gotten together, and they finally found the answer to the meaning of life.
Something like that, yeah. So the Vogon destructor ships will be here pretty soon. I'm thinking. Anyway, maintain radio silence. By the way, we already collected everything we need to know about you through our X key score file, so we don't need you to use your cell phones anymore.
They can't do that.
We already know who to eliminate. We already figured out who we can keep and who can we eliminate. Have you ever seen the Georgia Guidestones? The Georgia Guidestones thing. I actually went and saw that.
Never been there in person.
I have. It was right spooky, I'll tell you, because we got there right before dawn and the moon was out, and it was pretty eerie. And it's right there.
Feel like performing some kind of ritual or something there.
Well, no, it is, sobering to think that there's an intellectual elite that think that about, 11 out of every 12 people need to go. Mm-hmm. And we just need to, if you don't have an IQ of over 130, you need to plan your suicide, sign your organ donor card, and, make sure that you let somebody know before you decide to donate yourself.
But Mike, in a world where Idiocracy is becoming a documentary, I question who was giving those IQ tests and what the IQ actually means.
Hang on, folks. We got a break coming up. We got Mike Kentucky on the line. Frank in North Carolina will get to you pretty quick here. Republic of Texas Radio.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic and extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right. Welcome back. Republic of Texas Radio. What are we in? We're in the short segment. Yeah, I got Mike from Kentucky. He was postulating it might be best that we go into radio silence because the drivel that comes off of this planet, be a corporate media, alternate media, maybe that might classify us as, well, worth the swatting. And, just get rid of it. I don't know. Is that what you're trying to say, kind of?
Sort of. An ex-cop that I knew that also sold satellite big mesh dish systems that were hacked, which is kind of funny. Mm. But, yeah, ex-police officers never lie, right? He was a ham radio guy, and some of the ham radio operators around here could never get the space shuttle to ping back. They had an amateur radio rig on the space shuttle you could ping up there and get them to squawk back your call letters. It was like a little accomplishment that some hams wanted to do. A lot of the beams, are made to go out and bounce off the ionosphere instead of go up. But he had a little talk around radio that I think was, 4 or 5 watts with a rubber ducky antenna on it. And, across the hill from a full-blown ham radio operator with a big beam on a tower, he was able to squawk the space shuttle and get his call letters to repeat back to him. This other guy was really miffed about it. But I found that a great example of how these all of our communications, the cell phones and even cordless phones, can be snooped in on from space, and we don't even know how many orbital assets there are up there between the National Reconnaissance Office, the geospatial, the satellite division at the NSA. There's like 3 or 4 different divisions. Every now and then they'll brag about these monster satellites that they launch up from Vandenberg with their Titan IV heavy lift vehicles. And of course, now we've got commercial rigs throwing these monster satellites up there with their big, 24-foot gold leaf and parabolic antenna that folds out. And sure, they can reach down and probably slurp right into, packet sniff about anything that they can run across that is flagged for analysis. And then the next satellite picks it up, and then the next satellite picks it up. And so they can probably snoop in for 2 hours, before they lose the feed.
Well, as far as that go, I don't know about sniffing packet data from a satellite that's terrestrial, right, that's moving across, let's say, fiber optic lines at a data center or something like that. But they do snoop and sniff and watch and monitor and do stuff like that. I just don't know how far that the EMF actually... Or is it EMF? No. If it's coming out your speakers, it's kind of radio speakers?
Well, if you believe Russell Tice, and I don't see why, I don't think he's even actively out there selling a book. You can find the interview he did with Russia Today from several years ago with that Abby Martin foul mouth, sewer mouth that she is. But she cleaned up her mouth for the interview with Russell Tice. And, of course, they immediately sent him up for mental evaluation because he dared to try to blow the whistle on the requests that were coming into the NSA to snoop on Chief Justice Alito or even White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer back then during the W administration. And he thinks it was Dick Cheney's office that was doing it. Requests were coming in the evening to the satellite division. And it lines up exactly with what I had witnessed here with interference on our fax machine from cordless phones. I think their network that was feeding the stuff back to their server farms goofed up and somehow was accidentally misrouting this stuff. One of the first ones I heard was at a daycare center. And I initially thought it might have been a cell phone until I heard them actually hit the talk button. Like you do on a handset that's on a charge base, you pick it up and hit the talk button, and you get that beep, and then the audio cut off, and the line was still locked up, so I just left it and listened to it until the call ended, and then it went right back to it. I could hear all these kids playing and women talking, and that was in about 1998 or 99, so that goes back before everybody had the internet not everybody had cell phones back there either. And, of course, there was lots of black holes in coverage. But with a satellite, if you're listening for a voice print, as was detected in Clear and Present Danger, the movie, I think that last guy made reference to Hunt for Red October. They can snoop for, they can listen for voice prints even when the devices are off.
Yep.
I'll let you go.
Okay. Thanks, Mike. Frank, North Carolina. Hang on, man. We'll be right with you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, here we go. We're coming to the end. Well, we've got a lot of time left, about 30 minutes, and we've got Frank from North Carolina, I do believe. Let's see if he's there. Frank, are you there?
Yeah, this is Crazy Frank, a.k.a. Killer Frank, a.k.a. Frank the Tank, commonly referred to as Frank in North Carolina.
Well, welcome. Come on. What you got going on, man? What are you thinking?
Yeah, I'm down here. I'm over here in Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm actually like in about as far south in Charlotte as you can go. Charlotte's actually a pretty big city. I wish it wasn't. It didn't used to be all that big, but it's real big now. But you know, I'm like 5 or 10 minutes away from the South Carolina border. So I'm not anywhere near Charlottesville, Virginia. But
that's
a lot of bankers here. I don't know how that started, but the bankers zoomed in on this place. I guess they like the golf courses, maybe.
That's it. But you got what?
Anyway, did you guys see this article, the Daily Mail article about Israeli agents carrying out 800 assassinations in the past 10 years, including at least one Manchurian candidate-inspired assassination?
That does not ring a bell, but it doesn't surprise me.
No, I do remember hearing about, you remember the guy locally close here in Austin, the guy who was helping the Palestinians collect funds, you know, for I guess opposing the Israelis over there, and he was found, bound hand and foot and, taped up and killed himself by throwing himself off a bridge into the, town lake here or something? And they figured out that was the Mossad that came in and did that hit. So, yeah, I don't doubt it at all.
Yeah, I was unaware of that. I'm sure it goes on quite a bit. Who knows? Maybe that 800 is just the ones they're willing to even go on record or record. But, I heard that on another radio show. I haven't had a chance to go look into it myself, but they read from the article and said it's in the Daily Mail. And Israel is the world's the leader in number of assassinations carried out. And I think that speaks volumes. Also, they mentioned this guy that, we always hear about the CIA and Operation Paperclip and the Nazis. And, I just never bought into that. Like the Nazis took over America. I mean, the way I understand it, when you win a war and you take prisoners, you take their women or whatever, you make slaves out of their people, or you take their scientists, basically you give them an ultimatum. Hey, would you like to be shot in the head? Would you like to be strangled with piano wire? Or would you like to come work for us and have a nice, comfortable life? It's kind of like silver or lead. You can have a nice, comfortable life working with us in a Western civilized country, or not so much the case maybe in Russia or maybe whatever, I don't know. But, I don't see it as the Nazis taking over America. I see it as the Nazis basically being brought in to be kind of comfortable slaves, and you're no longer a Nazi, you work for us. And I just don't understand why so many people can't consider that possibility. But anyway, there's this guy, this individual that we don't ever hear about, and he was called the Black Sorcerer. And I think he's real. He was a Hungarian Jew, and he was brought in by the CIA. He was apparently a brilliant guy, scientist, and his specialty was poisoning people. And also, he was the father of MK Ultra. But we don't ever hear about that. It's always the Nazis this and Nazis that. But, I believe a lot of these guys were actually brought in under pseudonyms and different names, like this Gottlieb guy. I think his name was Joseph Gottlieb, Hungarian Jew. He had changed his name. And that's a pretty big deal, MK Ultra. I mean, I think everybody has come across MK Ultra in their research. Pretty early on, you find out about MK Ultra.
Frank, I've listened to Deanna Spingola, right? And I guess that really, I'm sure you've listened to her before. But the thing is, the view of World War II that you can get by understanding, all her guests, Deanna's guests, shows us that the National Socialists, the Nazis, were a little bit different in reality than we were actually led to believe. And like what you were just describing, the, let's say, Wernher von Braun, right? So he comes over in Operation Paperclip and blah, 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 whatever, but exactly, right? So he was just a scientist. He's over here. The thing is, the United States of America was already actively a socialist / whatever the hell it was back then. Propaganda machine. Who was it that called in just a minute ago, started this little thing? Jeff in Idaho, he wants to remind us that the United States has been in abeyance since, the Reconstruction Act after the Civil War, which wasn't very civil. I mean, the rabbit trail goes deep, and that moniker, Nazi, is very strong and very polarizing. So when it's used, it really hurts, and they've got a fascination with that word from the
and we're not told how many Jews were actually part of the Nazi party also, and how many Jews were concentration camp guards.
Has never been any analysis of that, right? There has. I've seen and heard of lots of books that go over the numbers and how many numbers or how much gas would be required to gas chamber all these people and this and that. The numbers don't match, and the fact that they use the same numbers in World War I as in World War II kind of makes you go, who's telling the truth? But you can't question the truth, Frank. They won't let you. They'll shut you up. They'll do the Daily Stormer on you, or, you know, the Alex Jones on you. You know, I don't know. It's funny, Frank. When I was thinking this morning, you know, Alex Jones, he likes to say he's the tip of the spear, or the spear of the tip. And I'm kind of like going, wow, hey, Alex, when they came for the Daily Stormer and you did nothing, you know, what happened? And when they came for you, he goes, I'm the first, which I thought was fascinating. So we've got step one,
I think
Daily Stormer.
I've been following Alex Jones for a long time. I see Alex Jones in his current position as Briar Rabbit. Please don't throw me into that briar patch. He's bigger than he's ever been. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's got to be loving it. I mean, a guy like Alex Jones with he's egomaniacal. He's got to be loving this. And I guarantee you he's making lots of money. He's going to benefit financially off of this in the
so
long run.
The
and, you know, I think you have to consider the possibility that on some level, either willingly or maybe even he's been coerced into it, that he's working in collusion with the deep state or whatever you want to call it, for his own personal benefit.
Okay, Frank. I appreciate your call. I like that analogy, you know. Brer Rabbit saying, you know, please don't throw me into the briar patch. But you got to remember why that actually happened, because Brer Rabbit had grabbed the tar baby and he couldn't get him off, and the fox was going to eat him. So maybe, well, I don't know. How does that fit with Alex Jones and, well, the censorship of the world? Because we're close, folks. You know, when they came for the Jews, I did nothing. When they came for this, I did nothing. And the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon, whatever. You know, 1, 2, 3, folks, we're out of here. You know, they're gonna censor everybody. They're going to control the entire internet. You know, I'm able to go out and research what's going on with Antifa and so forth and try to understand where they're coming from. You know, and I do. I get to understand a few different things with Antifa, right, by looking over at what they're saying or listening to them. Does that help? I don't know. Did this show help at all? I don't know.
Remember when we were kids? Remember one of the big sayings with sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me? Now they're banning people because to keep them safe, because your words can make me feel bad.
Yeah, but maybe that was an incantation that they gave kids so they wouldn't be hurt by words, right? You know, that they, by saying that, Alan, it makes you stronger and able to deal with that. And it's so maybe this is the most important thing, right? Just talking about stuff. I wish you could, man. I wish the Antifa folks would. I don't know what I wish they would do. But I do hope people don't show up at Charlotte to let them swing at them. I do hope that people don't show up over at Washington, D.C. and Unite the Right, too. I really don't think that's a good idea. I think that this Antifa thing, it's a game that is played out right now. And they're looking for some other catalyst to start it back up again. I don't know, Doc. What do you think? I'm full of smack.
Well, you know, I think they're always looking for a reason to knock somebody off the air or censor somebody. But I agree with Frank. Alex might have set all this up a little bit just for good publicity, because he has gotten very big, and this just put him over the top, and everybody's talking about him now. So you never know. The country has changed. I was reading an article this morning in the news, and this is the second time I've heard this said. The police in Canada said 2 police officers were killed and 2 civilians. It used to be in this country, in Canada and England, that it was civilian police forces. And that's twice now I've heard it mentioned that they confirm it is now a military police force.
Rex 84.
What does Rex 84 say, Alan?
continuity of government exercises. That's, as far as I can tell, that's when it went from policing to law enforcement in the mid-80s.
You know, I still say they should be ashamed that a police chief who is appointed and a sheriff who is actually supposedly elected have gone from wearing badges to four stars like they were General Patton in World War II. I mean, they're lucky Patton can't come back from the grave with them pistols a-blazing.
I don't know. I think everything's gotten convoluted with, you know, the mixing of governments, right, or the governing bodies, the city, state, and federal. You know, I'm the police chief, but, you know, I have 2,800 or 2,800 guys, but my budget can only support 1,000 of them. So, but I do have this state funding, right? And they tell me what to do. And I have this federal funding, but then everybody's telling you what to do. Then you're not in charge. Really, the police chief, is he in control of his police force? No. Other people are, because it's down to funding. So we're kind of caught in that corporatism bull. But, you know, is it true? You know, Anna Von Reich, you know, where we were just talking about that, Jeff in Idaho, he called up and he was trying to get the word out that, you know, the U.S. has been, you know, under receivership or, you know, whatever. It's not really receivership. That one was in abeyance, right, during the Reconstruction Act. It never came out of it. Right, Alan, you hear this a lot. You hear this a lot.
We were corporatized, and we were being run. Yeah. And since then, we've been run by basically a board of directors, which is not an elected board, even if you think elections are valid.
There's 256,000 warrants out there in Washington, and they're getting ready to round up all the evildoers, Alan. You know, are you ready? Mm-hmm. You know, are you going to help them?
And let me see. I've probably got about 30 more years left in my life or so. I don't see it coming.
Another thing, we've got all this crazy stuff going on, right? So last week I heard Anonymous is going after QAnon. Really? Your sock puppet's going to chase the other sock puppet? Oh, the hackers are going after the puzzle master. What the hell are we doing? You know, at least I've
got a plan, Steve. Trust me. I've got a plan.
I'm happy here at Republic Broadcasting, you know, the stuff that we can talk about, the real world around us, and the fact that we can question everything, I feel a lot of comfort in that. And, well, the amount of information that I have absorbed from Republic Broadcasting has been, you know, incredible. You know, it's just over the years, it's been neat. I wonder about the folks over there at, you know, It's Going Down .org and their perception of the universe, because I can't see going to school and getting texts all day about, I just saw a Nazi in the hall, let's meet up and let's yell at him. Is that going to do anything? Is that the, you know, because the measure of a man, you know, what are you? The hero's journey, right? You start as a boy and you end as a man, right? And along the way, you have lots of problems. Man.
Unfortunately, nowadays, Steve, the definition of a man, I guess, is a guy sitting in a corner with his blankie sucking his thumb, telling about all the adventures that he had fighting Nazis that day.
Right. And that's an attack on, you know, individuals via the sex angle. They're saying, you know, welcome to the non-binary times. What are you talking about? What are they talking about, Doc? They have so many genders, and I don't even understand that anymore. And I tried for a second. Don't really try too hard, because it feels like poison.
Well, yeah, and the average person doesn't want to hear all this crap. We don't care about all that. We want to go back. Alan has said this better than anybody I know. If the people in the world did not have governments stirring it up and controlling things, they would all get along just fine.
I'm sure there'll be one-offs that want to do stupid stuff, you know, but there always are. Hey, the hopeful side is, you know, Monsanto / Bayer just took a big blow on Friday. What do you think about that? Is that going to collapse again? You know, they're going to do whatever, a recall. They're going to say, just because we found Bayer/Monsanto guilty of glyphosate poisoning the entire planet, we're kind of going to say we need to take a look at that again and call them not guilty because, well, it's too harmful to call them guilty, right, Doc? It's too harmful. It's going to change the whole world.
Yeah, I do believe they're going to win this. It doesn't matter if the guy with cancer from working around it dies while he's sitting in the chair giving his testimony. They're going to work around it because now Bayer is with Monsanto, and they are double tough and double rich, and they'll be able to buy and sell whoever they need to make this go away.
GMO.
Somehow I almost foresee a judge standing up and giving chemical companies blanket immunity for their products, kind of like vaccine companies have been given.
Right. I mean, it makes sense. If they sat there and said glyphosate or Monsanto products, you know, or not Monsanto products or Bayer products, Roundup, products containing glyphosate are dangerous. They have genetically modified food that contains glyphosate. So what are we doing now? Right? How much of this GMO crap is, you know, throughout the planet already that's coming into your food? You know, this ruling is huge. You know, that was almost as big of a news story last week as, you know, the Saudi Arabians, you know, crucifying a guy. I mean, I guess it's bigger, you know, because the Saudis do all sorts of stuff. You know, Monsanto, Bayer, really? That can't stand. It's too big to fail. But maybe it will fail, Doc. You know, I'm ready for that part of the reality.
We can only pray that the pendulum is ready to swing the other way and something good does happen, but we'll just have to wait and see. My prayers are for them to have to stop and be held accountable, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, you know, why does no one question, you know, why none of these refugees are making their way into Saudi Arabia and Jordan and the Arab Emirates, Abu Dhabi and all those places? You know, that would seem more like a more logical choice for them to be moved to. I mean, the same basic culture, you know, same upbringing and ideas and, you know, everything else. So no one ever thinks about that. No, they've got to come across to Europe and the United States.
I saw an article earlier this week, Alan, and I had to laugh. It said that some lady from the UK was arrested and held in Dubai, you know, because she gave her daughter wine on the plane to Dubai. And I go, wow, okay. So you link over there and you look and you find out that she didn't have her visa in order. And she's like, I'm a dentist and I'm a normal person and I fly to Dubai a lot of times and this is normal. And how dare you hold... Hey, lady, why are you flying to Dubai? What's in Dubai? Is that where you hang out and have fun? I mean, do tell me, if I live in the United Kingdom, that's where I want to go. I want to go and fly back and forth to Dubai, right? You know, is that something's fishy there? You know, I don't know. Does anybody commute back and forth from Dubai?
It'd be real rich there to be there, because Dubai is a place that's building all those islands that are shaped like palm leaves and palm trees and stuff, you know, out in the freaking in the ocean there. So it's a playground for the rich and powerful. I'm sure it's a tax haven of some type also, and it's all been controlled by the CIA. I mean, like Qatar has been a CIA base for a long, long time.
Right. So she's a spook, or she's involved with a spook of some sort. I don't know. Don't give me no sympathy. Yuck, I have a big feud with dentists. You know, that's one of the crookedest little groups of individuals out there. Give me the money. And we know you're in pain. Give me the money. No discounts here, right? I don't have any sympathy for them. You know, doctors, a lot more sympathy for doctors than dentists. You know, I've seen more. I don't know, Doc.
Smart enough to ask questions. Let's give you a double dose of fluoride in this treatment.
Well, and then a lot of people say that, well, I was going to be a doctor, but dentists get paid more. So the greedy ones become dentists. Is that how it works? because I think that's how it works, you know. But, you know, I've digressed quite a ways. But we, when we look at society, we've got to do this. Can you imagine those guys from Antifa that we played earlier, you know, back in the beginning of the show? You know, those two kids, the boy and the girl, that are student activists, you know, give them 10 years. What do you think they're going to do? You think
he's
like going to be a dentist?
They'll be senators.
They'll be senators. Oh, my God. We've slid a long way. Maybe Mike's right. Maybe we should just, you know, shut down all communications, not tempt some alien, you know, overlord from coming in and going, man, these guys are stupid. Squash them.
Did you say overlord?
I meant protector. Sorry.
Sorry, private joke there, people.
Yeah, I don't know. Doc, come on, give me some positive stuff.
I truly think that a lot of that Antifa kid crowd, and I call them still children because they haven't lived very much to know much about anything. I believe most of them, after they pay taxes and raise a family and actually have to get jobs, are going to change their viewpoints quite a bit about what's right and what's wrong. And there'll be a few that never have to grow up and get jobs, and they'll stay out there, and they'll become the radicals. But the majority, I think, are going to grow up and look at the world a little different.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope you're right. I really do. And I think that you are right in some cases. I think they'll be able to grow up and say, oh, my God, I was an idiot. Have you listened to us when we were 20? And they go, oh, I don't want to hear that again. You know, it's hard for me to put my head around where I was when I was 20.
Just think about the radicals and everything from the 60s. Let me see, isn't that who's in charge now? I don't think many of them came to the conclusion that, wow, we're really doing stupid stuff.
Yeah, a lot of them did, but I don't think they could hear themselves. A lot of times there wasn't so much information on, you know, can you imagine all the video footage there is for Charlotte? You know, a year ago today, there might have been millions of clips coming out of there, or at least hundreds of thousands of different video streams. Oh, that's a hell of a lot. But when we look at the Antifa folks and the people that comprise this thing, the anti-fash movement, as they like to refer it, you got the paid ones. Right. And we've heard this before. Maybe you guys haven't, but I've heard I used to be a fascist or an Antifa, and I was paid to do it because I like doing it. Right. Have you heard that guy? There's kind of two of the guys making those, you know, rounds saying, well, yeah, I like beating people up, and it was a good paying job. But, you know, whatever. Ran out of time, guys. Yeah. Hang in there. Keep your head low. Love everybody. Do some dang thing. Republic of Texas Radio.
Brothers and sisters were clothed and fed. Praise the Mother Earth and the Father Sky. Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.